Leia continued to moan. Han used his leg to turn himself farther. And then his eyes were open, and he was looking at Leia. A luminous being curled into a fetal position, rocking back and forth, and moaning in agony. A few meters beyond her lay Marvid, a smoking heap of power body and flesh, motionless and cloaked in shadow. And Han could see Luke, too, still slumped at the base of the tree where he had fallen, but holding his head up and glowing with a deep golden light. Han's gaze went back to Leia. He wanted to end her anguish even more than his own, would suffer his anguish for eternity as long as hers finally ended.
"We can help her."
The shadows came whispering in again, this time so close that they had completely eaten the ring of light that surrounded him. So close that they seemed to be drawing the radiance out of his own body.
"We can save her."
Han didn't ask what it would cost, because he didn't want to know. He would give almost anything to save Leia. His sight, his hearing, his sanity, his life, his spirit. Whatever it was that made him Han Solo. But Han had lived around Force users since the day he'd met Luke on Tatooine, and that was long enough to understand the temptations of the dark side. If he asked for Leia's life, he wouldn't be saving her. He would be condemning them all. That was how the dark side worked. It seduced and promised, and sometimes it even delivered. But the cost? The cost was always too much. The dark side took everything a person was, and a big piece of who his loved ones were, too. Han and Leia had learned that when Jason fell to the dark side. The entire Solo family had paid the price, especially Jason's twin sister, Jaina, who had been forced to hunt him down and put an end to his reign of terror.
"Go away."
Han felt as though he had nearly spoken the words, and the rustling shadows did retreat, but only an arm's length. The shadows were patient. They knew that eternity was a long time to listen to the suffering of a loved one, so they would wait. Han's mind would change, eventually. In no time at all.
"Go away!"
This time Han did manage to speak aloud, and the shadows whispered away, back into the forest. In their wake, they left a swirling cloud of smoke and the rising crackle of fire. A yellow curtain of flame had appeared in the narrow space between Leia and Marvid, still only centimeters high, but rapidly climbing. Han pushed himself to a seated position. The effort sent waves of agony coursing through him, and he quickly grew weak and began to tremble. But he didn't allow himself to collapse. Couldn't allow himself to collapse until Leia and Luke were safe. He pointed toward the rising wall of flame.
"Hey, Leia! Luke!"
His voice was not exactly loud and booming, but it was audible.
"Get up! Fire!"
Luke staggered to his feet. Leia just uncurled, far enough to look in Han's direction. Then she uncurled some more. Her hands went to her mouth, as though she was trying to yell. When nothing came out, she gave up and simply pointed.